Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. This weekend, Stephen King, the man, the myth, the legend himself, turns 71, 72, I don't know. Whatever, 72, that's what it is. So, happy early birthday to him. He's one of the most iconic people, one of the most iconic writers of all time, definitely of the last 100 years. People love him. You know, we've looked at all the movies that have been made based on his books and everything. All in all, he's published 61 novels, 6 nonfiction books, over 200 short stories, just everything. It's insane. He's won the Bram Stoker Award, the World Fantasy Award, British Fantasy Society Award. They've given him the Medal of Distinguished Contribution to American Letters. He's done you name it. I mean, Mystery Writers of America, he's the grandmaster of. He's even got the National Medal of Arts from the United States National Endowment of the Arts. There's all sorts of stuff. It's been amazing. It's been a lot of fun. We've looked at a lot of cool things. And today we're going to kind of look where he's from, what, you know, how he got to this place in life and everything that's happened. It starts back September 21st, 1947. He was born in Portland, Maine. His father, Donald Edwin Pollock, he would actually change his name to Donald Edwin King when he was an adult. But he was a seaman, and his mom was a woman by the name of Nellie Ruth. Well, when King was only 2 years old, his dad left. And so Nellie was left to raise Stephen and his one older brother, David, by themselves. And they moved around. They moved to Wisconsin and Indiana and Connecticut. You know, she's trying to find work, trying to take care of her family and everything. And finally, when he was 11, they returned to Maine because she had to take care of her parents. And that's what she did until they died. And she would kind of use that and become a caregiver at a facility for mentally challenged people. That was what she did. And she believed, you know, that family was important. All these things were important. A lot of stuff that generation believed. And the fact to where King was raised as a Methodist because religion was important. But he's gone on the record as saying that he believes in God now, but he's not really religious. So that's kind of interesting, you know, just when you look at his work. I know you can go down a whole rabbit hole of that, but that's just kind of neat. When he was a kid, he actually saw one of his best friends get hit by a train, and it killed him. As somebody who is around trains, I know how big and scary and fast and dangerous they are. Yeah. Interestingly enough, though, King doesn't remember this. Like, he has somehow just blocked it out of his mind. They said he came home, like, in shock, couldn't talk, everything was just kind of blur and fuzzy. And a lot of people think that that's where his dark sense comes from, is he represses that, and darkness, evil, whatever you want to call it, sadness even, it inspires him and everything. But like I said, King doesn't really remember it. He doesn't talk about it. So who knows? He claims that he decided he wanted to be a writer because he saw his uncle dousing. That's where you take a stick around and try and find water. It's totally a pseudoscience, but I mean, as years have gone on, people don't do it anymore. But back then, it wasn't super common. But he kind of believed that, all right, if he can do that, anybody can do anything. And he got an H.P. Lovecraft book of short stories, And that was it. That was boom. He read that and he's like, wow, I like writing. I like dark stuff. This is what's going to happen. And it was with him his whole life. I mean, even when he was a little kid, well, not a little kid, when he was in high school, he would read the EC horror comics, like Tales from the Crypt and things, which were a big controversial thing at the time. But he would even start writing while he was in high school. He wrote for a newspaper that his brother ran, and he would also write stories and sell to his friends. But the teachers found out about it, and they shut that down pretty quick. That's, I don't know, that's not fun. They should have let him do that. But he even independently published some stuff, and this first thing he did was called I Was a Teenage Grave Robber. And it was received pretty well. Then he would kind of go back and redo it and republish it in a bigger, better magazine called Stories of Spence that was actually edited by Marv Wolfman. Yes, the Marv Wolfman, the guy who co-created like Blade and did all the stuff with the Teen Titans and everything. It was during this, you know, when he was a teenager, this is when he won the Scholastic Art and Writing Award. So even from a young age, it's been part of him and part of who he is. He would go on to go to college at the University of Maine, where he graduated in 1970 with a Bachelor of Arts in English. While he was there, his daughter Naomi was born, and he wrote for the student newspaper. He wrote a column called Steve King's Garbage Truck. That, yeah. And he, you know, just kind of lived a life and did everything. He had a bunch of crazy jobs in college to help pay for it all. And he's even talked about how a lot of these he's drawn inspiration from. I mean, he was a janitor. He worked at a gas station. He had a big laundromat, everything. And during this time, he also met his wife, Tabitha, who they're still married. They got married in 1971 and have been married ever since. So that's pretty cool. And they have two other kids together. Joe Hill, who is a pretty big writer himself and a pretty big comic writer, too. He writes novels and comics. And then Owen King, who has written a few books with Stephen and done a lot of things. So I guess it's, you know, in their blood, in the family business. After this, he would go on to just be a writer. I mean, he sold his first short story to Startling Mystery Stories in 1967 called The Glass Floor. And after that, he couldn't get a job as a teacher. You know, he has a degree in English. He's a certified teacher, but couldn't find a job. So he started selling stories to all sorts of magazines. Cavalier, Atom, all these men's magazines that were around back in the 70s. And it was during this time that he also got a petty larceny charge because he ran over a traffic cone and couldn't pay the fine. But then he sold a story, and that's what paid for it. And that's when he knew, okay, cool, this is the thing. Then he was hired as a teacher. And then came his big break. 1973, Carrie was published. Now, when Carrie was published, when it was picked up for a book, his phone wasn't even working. So the agent, or the editor at Doubleday, had to send him a telegraph. Think about that. 1973 and still sending telegrams. I didn't know that was still a thing. And they said, hey, here's your book. Here's the money for it. Congrats. Let's do this. And boom. After that, he'd go on, write Salem's Lot and The Shining and The Stand, just one after another, you know, pumping out these great, great hits. And he was starting to wonder, though, you know, what if he was a flash in the pan or if he was good or not or got lucky. So in 1982, he published a collection called Different Seasons, which had four novellas in it. And out of those, three of those became movies. That's where we got Stand By Me, Shawshank Redemption, and At Pupil. And as if that wasn't enough, though, I mean, he didn't know. So he published some other novels under the name Richard Bachman. That's where we got Rage, The Long Walk, Road Work, The Running Man, and Thinner. because he just wanted to prove, kind of like J.K. Rowling did, you know, she published under a different name for a while, just to see. And so really, ever since then, it's just been nonstop. Whether he's writing articles, he had this article called The Pop of King for Entertainment Weekly back in the early aughts, or his Dark Tower series that's been going for like 40 years. It only has 8 books. His novellas, his short stories, his not just articles, but, you know, serialized stories in magazines, everything. He's always doing something and writing something. And that's what I think is cool about him. I mean, he said that he writes 2,000 words a day. No matter how long it takes, he makes sure that that's his personal goal. Every day, 2,000 words. And he won't stop until he gets there. And that's just what he loves to do. And he writes stories that he wants to read and that he enjoys. And it works. So that's awesome. There's a super brief history of Stephen King. Let us know some of your favorite books by him. Like I said, I still got to stick with Rita Hayworth and The Shawshank Redemption from different seasons. That's my favorite. But let me know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just look for The Night Nerd. Or you can even email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. But otherwise, that's going to do it for me today. Again, my name is Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. I don't want-